Bob is a Marine for Team 12. He has a family at home. He carries an M16, a Colt 1911, also some frag grenades. He is the leader of Team 12. He has lost 3 men who died for our country. They're leaving him to join another team. Who lost some people. The people they are joining are snipers. They're going to their camp for training and give them snipers. While they are training, they get ambushed. The rest of the Bob's friends die. Also, one of the snipers gets shot and killed. They got out and became full. Boom! They look down at a village. A napalm hit the village. Then, boom! A second one hits the village. They hear screaming and yelling. Then the third one, boom. The yelling stops. The start of the running down there also to see if there was any survivors. They only heard a 3-year-old crying. They went over to him to ask if he was okay. He didn't answer. He was frightened that his parents and sister died. They said, come with us and we'll keep you safe. He gets up and starts walking with them. As they walk, they ask what his name is. He says softly, John. They get out of the village to find some shelter. They get to a gas station. They stay in there for a night. They leave right at dawn. They said that they need to find an airport to get out of there. The sniper said to go south. They walked on a closed road. They got ambushed again. One of the snipers gets shot in the leg. They can sleep lanes blocked by a fence. Bob jumped over the fence. The next Marine helped John over. The Marines and John got an airplane and left while they landed at the American base in Alabama. Bob adopted John and took him to meet Bob's wife and kids.